Now, when I get out of here today, I'm heading to a small dinner where tortillas will be the centerpiece. I think there'll be some meat, fish, and black beans to put in them. So already I'm relating to this next story. It's about the parts of Texas where tamales rule this day. From station KUT in Austin, here's Veronica Zaragovia to tell us about a massive tamale Thanksgiving dinner.
Hola, buenos días.
First stop, El Milagro, a national tortilla maker with a location in Austin.
10 de molida blanca.
That's Beatriz Jaimes buying the powdered corn to make masa. It's the dough that'll be filled with meat or other ingredients, then wrapped in a corn husk to make a single tamal. It's a serious process, but every year Jaimes makes more than 1,000 tamales from scratch for people she calls family. They're employees of a construction company she started with her husband back in 1984. They had only 3 employees then, now they have about 45.
Muchas gracias. Gracias.
Next, it's off to Fiesta Mart. Jaimes picks up tomatillos, or small green tomatoes. She also gets other vital ingredients, corn husks, garlic, pork, chicken breasts, and lard. And then it's off to cook. Jaimes has a makeshift kitchen at the construction company. And now, at last, with hundreds of tamales to go, we talk about why this holiday means so much to her. Her daughter, Corina Jaimes, joins us.
Bendiciones, where's bendiciones?
Blessings.
Blessing from God, because it was really, really sad our lives, because we were little, very, very poor. When my kids were so little, don't have milk for them. Our situation was really bad, with no money in the United States.
Jaimes says they didn't know anyone in the U.S. when they first got here, but today they have lots of people around. One employee stops by to say hello. Then her husband, Rolando, comes in. He's a big fan of the tamales.
So these are the best tamales in Austin.
The best.
The best.
You will try. You will try. Muy bueno. Our employees like our own family. Because there's people here, they've been working for us for about 25, 27 years. So there's a lot of people, they've been here pretty much since they were teenagers, and now they're on their late 40s and they're still working for us. So, I mean, this is great, and I like to do it, and I enjoy doing it in all of these years, because we've been pretty successful thanks to them, to their efforts, and we appreciate that. So.
And the couple says, sure, it's an American holiday, Thanksgiving, but there's plenty of Mexico within this too.
I think I kind of mix both of the traditions. You know, Thanksgiving is an American tradition. Noche Buena, which is, Mexico, the Christmas night. I kind of mix those things together. In Mexico, there's got to be tamales, okay? So this is like the seal, right? So between Mexico and United States, I've been here 36 years of my life. So I'm kind of like in between both of these countries, between both of these cultures. Hey, we enjoy it. We're going to keep doing it as long as, God permits us to do it, yeah.
For the world, I'm Veronica Zaragovia, Austin.